The Psalm SJ just read is the bleakest in the book of prayers reserved for us. Not only does the person who pray it feel abandoned by God, but they also sense that God is somehow responsible for what's happened to them. The Psalm is unique among all the Psalms because it is the only one that ends with no resolution. One commentator says about Psalm 88, "This is a monologue thrown against a dark and terrifying voice, beginning and ending with unanswered cries of God." It is a frank and honest prayer. It doesn't try to disguise or sweeten the situation the person who's praying is facing. This isn't how it always goes. Every other psalm ends with a return to confidence in God's provision in hopes that somehow the situation will change. But Psalm 88 holds space for the times when everything feels like it is lost. There are prayers for everything, even for this. We don't worship to pretend everything is all right. Instead, we come to God with the full weight of the terror of this world, and we place our burden here. I'm grateful today that Al will be sharing how the psalm and the song Lift Every Voice and Sing emerged in his life with the story he has to share with us today. Thanks for sharing today, Al.
Thank you. And thanks, Sarah, for that that stunning reading of that psalm. This past week, I think probably all of us noticed that John Lewis just passed away. And many of us noticed probably that C.T. Vivian also passed away on the same day. Now, I was alive and active and a young adult back in the 60s. I didn't know John Lewis. I didn't know about C.T. Vivian. I was practicing my white privilege by just ignoring the whole thing. But I understand that Martin Luther King said that C.T. Vivian was, quote, the greatest preacher ever to live, unquote. I'll have to be digging in more to learn more about that man. Well, in early June, when Debbie asked me to do this, the song Lift Every Voice and Sing immediately came to my mind and to my heart. That was weeks before the NFL decided to play it before every game. Just saying. Back in the mid-80s in Grand Rapids, Michigan, before I was an anti-racist, our daughter Kirsten was singing with the St. Cecilia Youth Chorale under the direction of Anton Armstrong, a young black conductor who later became professor of music at St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota. One day at home, Kirsten sang, "Lift Every Voice and Sing." Anton had taught them. I was so moved, and I never forgot that song. The things your kids bring home. Every once in a while, RMC sings it. Always brings up surges of emotion for me. Many of us know that Lift Every Voice and Sing was written as a poem in 1899, 120 years ago, by James Weldon Johnson. It was recited for the first time by 500 school children in celebration of President Lincoln's birthday, February 12, 1900. It's often referred to as the Black National Anthem, and I think I've seen audiences rise when it's sung, like Europeans do for the Hallelujah Chorus. I was with the St. Ambrose congregation one morning when they sang. I really don't know how our Black brothers and sisters can sing it without breaking down. I've asked that the lyrics be placed in the bulletin, and I hope you can get your hands on those a minute. YouTube is loaded with fantastic recordings of Lift Every Voice and Sing. I selected this one by the Stanford Talisman Alumni Virtual Choir. Talisman was founded at Stanford University in 1990 in an effort to bring to light underrepresented music and stories on campus. Initially, this was born out of sympathy for the anti-apartheid movement under the mission of sharing human stories through song. The names that scroll down near the end include many who were murdered by police or died in police custody. As an old white guy, I don't recognize very many of those names, but I recognized a few, and Malcolm X is included. Please follow the lyrics as we experience the Stanford Talisman Alumni Virtual Choir as they sing.
Civil rights activist James Weldon Johnson wrote Lift Every Voice and Sing as a poem, which was set to music by his brother John Roseman Johnson in 1899. The song is now known as the Black National Anthem in America. It is a protest, a hymn, and a prayer of profound significance for our people. We lift every voice and sing to express ourselves. We lift every voice to show that we have strength in numbers and we will not be silent. We lift every voice and sing to be lifted, liberated, and free.
Freedom, the power to determine action without restraint. Freedom, the absence of or release from ties, obligations, or restrictions. Freedom, the ease or facility of movement or action. Freedom, frankness or boldness in manner or speech. Freedom, a political right. Until we are all free, none of us is free. Black lives matter. Black lives matter. Black lives matter.
Lift every voice and sing.
Till
until victory is won.
have come, treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered. Out from the gloomy past, till now we stand at last, where the white people of our story stand.
God of our
I really don't have anything else to say. I would just urge us all to continue to reflect on what all of that means to those of our brothers and sisters of color, all across this land, all across the generations. Amen.